listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the Nobel Prize has been awarded for over 100 years, but just this week, a Canadian professor became only the third woman to be awarded the Nobel Prize for Physics. We'll talk with a researcher of trends in the STEM, the science, technology, engineering, and math fields, about what this might mean about the changing experiences of women in science. First, between now and the November 6th general election, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested races for statewide office and congressional seats to join us for interviews here on Central Time and on The Morning Show. You'll be able to find all of these interviews at wisconsinvote.org. Today we talked to Travis Hartwig, a Republican running to be Wisconsin's state treasurer. He previously worked as a mutual fund administrator. Travis Hartwig, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on, Rob. And I want like to start off real quickly here and apologize to your listeners. I got a little bit of a cold going on here, but in the last 2 weeks, we don't stop our campaign.
It's that time of year, huh? Elections and cold season. Well, let's talk about an issue that isn't common in a lot of election races, the existence of the office of Wisconsin State Treasurer. There was an effort to remove it from the Wisconsin Constitution. Some of your predecessors or Republican candidates ran in opposition to the existence of the office. What's your opinion on our need for a state treasurer?
Well, I will be very honest with the voters in the state of Wisconsin. I voted as a citizen this spring to actually eliminate the office I am now running for. I believe that in its current state, it doesn't make sense for taxpayers. That's also the reason I'm running for this office. I figured if one of the other candidates end up in this office, we're going to have another 4 years of a do-nothing office. And it is a very contested issue as well. We sent two state treasurers to Madison that pledged to eliminate the office that won in general elections. And then just this spring in the referendum, the voters ultimately decided to keep that office. I think that's very important to note that in the history here. And I think that's really important to look at what the voters are saying. In this case, it's not crystal clear, but I think it's very clear that the voters want a small government office here, an office that provides more accountability, but they don't want to vastly grow government in that process. And that's really where we're trying to set up our campaign.
So what do you see if you're elected? What would you do with the role of state treasurer?
Absolutely. I want to make sure, first of all, this position is currently about 3 hours a week, and it is getting paid a full-time salary, about $70,000 a year. That's unacceptable. We need to make sure that this state treasurer is contributing from day one. I'm going to be working with the legislator to make sure that we move this position forward. I have a plan out here on my website as well, on travishartwig.com, for any listeners that would like to check that out. But we really want to do three things. We want to assist in the audits of state and local government, provide a little bit of elected oversight in that role. In the private sector, when I was the middleman between mutual fund companies and the auditing firm, I knew every issue that came up in an audit. And I knew that only the ones that end up in the audit letter are the deficiencies. There are still a lot of issues that come up in an audit that we can improve on. And we'd like to make those improvements in our state government before they become deficiencies. The second bullet point here is we'd really like to cut bureaucracy in government. And by doing that, we have an elected role here that can oversee tasks that are currently in the hands of bureaucrats. Now, I don't want to strong arm the legislator here, so I'm not going to pigeonhole by saying exactly what tasks are going to come back to this office. But what we are going to do is we're going to partner with that legislator to make sure that we save taxpayer money and at the same time provide more accountability for the tasks that the government has to do anyway. And then the third point is my favorite as a numbers guy. I really want to protect the taxpayers. And I think we have a great role in the state treasurer to do that, a great platform to push on those kind of issues. The biggest one being is our state legislators every 2 years when that budget process goes through, they all have a vote in that process. Not having a vote as the state treasurer is actually rather valuable because it allows us to look at the budget as a whole and say, what areas can we do best for our taxpayers and push on those issues, talk to our legislators and say, those line items that are being negotiated at the end need to stop. We need to make sure we cut the pork out of the budget.
How much of that vision could you do on day one? How much would you need the state legislature to approve as part of the chores for the state treasurer?
Well, the first two that I listed there, the assisting in state audits and the cutting the bureaucracy and moving tasks to the state treasurer's office, we're definitely going to need legislator help. And you'll learn a little bit from me personality-wise here as well. I'm not the type that's going to strong-arm the legislator unless we have we can't come to a mutual agreement on that. I'm trying to work with the legislator here, Republicans and Democrats, and make sure we come up with the best solution, not just one that I talk about in a campaign. That third point, though, protecting the taxpayer, that's something we can do from day one. We're going to be digging into every financial issue that this state faces, weighing in on it. One of the big ones we have right now is that dark store loophole, where our local municipalities are essentially putting an artificially high burden on our residential taxpayers because these big corporations are coming in and arguing that their assessed value are significantly lower than they actually are. And by stepping up there and talking about this issue, using it to bring up to legislators when we're having conversations, we're really hoping to put the financial issues of this state in the forefront of this office.
Talking to Travis Hartwig, Republican running for the office of state treasurer here in Wisconsin. When it comes to some of the current responsibilities, there aren't a ton for the state treasurer. There's things like the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands and being involved in managing some of the state's investment funds. Do you have a vision for changing the way any of those are handled?
Well, the BCPL is a really important task here in the state of Wisconsin, and I don't want to demean it by any mean. But for this office, it's only a few hours a week, and we want to make sure that the state treasurer, the rest of the time they're there, are working really hard. As it relates to the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands, we want to make sure that we're doing each of those tasks the most efficient and effective way we can. The first task is it oversees about 77,000 acres in northern Wisconsin. That's land that when I was up there in Vilas County, I was actually driving by some of it and talked to the locals up there about it. It's really important that we maintain that land while it's in our custody up there, that we allow access to it for hunting, recreation, and really make sure that while it's in our possession, we're treating it respectfully, and we're treating our local communities up there respectfully as well. And then the second function of that is a loan program where they invest the principal that was originally from some of those lands being sold off. And right now that's invested in a lot of municipal loan, municipal debt, refinancing street projects here in the state of Wisconsin. And that's a really important function. It brings our cost of borrowing down for our local communities, helps us get some of those roads fixed, those potholes filled. And then the third one is actually the most important prong here. The interest earned off that every year goes to our K-12 public libraries and helps buy things like books and computers. So at the end of the day, we're really trying to make sure we get that interest payment to be steady and make sure it's growing every year so we can get more books in the hands of our young kids here in the state of Wisconsin and more educational resources for them.
Now, there's a lot of different ways this election could come out. You could end up being the Republican state treasurer with a Democratic governor or a Democratic assembly, one of the chambers of the legislature. Would you see yourself being able to accomplish something having to work across the aisle at any of those parts of the government?
Well, it's unfortunate right now we're in a really tough political environment. I am ready to sit down and work with anybody that's willing to work with us. I definitely have a vision for this office, and I'm willing to sell that to any of the legislators in Madison and whoever the governor ends up being. That being said, I believe that it doesn't matter the breakout between the legislator. This should be something that everybody should be pushing for. This spring we had, as the referendum actually came up for the last 2 years, the legislator actually voted on this issue. And Republicans voted to eliminate this office. And now this office is here to stay. Voters 62% determined to keep this office. They now need to realize that we have a part-time employee making a full-time salary in the state of Wisconsin, and we need to find them some work to do. That being said, is that we're really hoping some Democrats come across the aisle on this issue, and it's not a partisan issue at all. They voted to keep this office. Now we got to work on getting it some tasks.
We'll leave it there. Travis Hartwig, thanks for joining us today.
All right. Thank you for having me on.
That was Travis Hartwig, former mutual fund administrator, now Republican running to be Wisconsin state treasurer. We heard from the Democratic candidate in that race, Sarah Godlewski, yesterday. Between now and the November 6th general election, WPR has invited candidates running in contested races for statewide office and congressional seats to join us for interviews on The Morning Show and here on Central Time. You can find all of those interviews and learn more about the candidates and races at wisconsinvote.org.